The ruling by the High Court is a very correct statement of the law of Zimbabwe. There was no basis for the application that Mr. Tomana had made, because the Constitution of Zimbabwe is very clear on who constitutes our court. The Constitution is clear. It takes the view that Zimbabwe, like any other country, is a sovereign country. And in a sovereign country, you go to court to meet the judges that you find there. It is not for the applicant to determine who should hear their case. So if you feel that a particular judge would not be fair or would not be the kind of judge that you expect to have an independent view, you simply apply for the recusal of that particular judge. But there is no basis whatsoever for an application that seeks to disqualify all members of the judiciary as they currently exist.
But is there no conflict of interest here, Professor Maduku, in that members of the court, especially the Constitutional Court, also constitute the Judiciary Service Commission, which has a complaint against Mr. Tomana and is also seeking to dismiss him?
It is not correct that members of the Judicial Service Commission are also all members of the Constitutional Court. There are a few members of the Constitutional Court who are members of the Judicial Service Commission, but they sit in the Judicial Service Commission in a different capacity. There are only two people from the Constitutional Court who are on the Judicial Service Commission. That is the Chief Justice and the Deputy Chief Justice.